This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. The human cost of the war in Iraq is often measured in casualty figures, but that's an inadequate gauge of the suffering. It doesn't include, for example, the more than 2 million refugees who have fled the violence in Iraq. Most have escaped to Syria and Jordan. Others have gone to Egypt and Lebanon. Few have come here to the United States. The Bush administration has pledged to admit about 7,000 Iraqi refugees this year. So far, America has fallen far short of even that modest goal, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Soon after her husband, freelance journalist Stephen Vincent, was killed in Basra nearly 2 years ago, Lisa Ramachi worked to get his Iraqi assistant out. Now Noor Al-Khal is living with Ramachi in New York, though Ramachi says nothing about the refugee process has been easy.
The process took about 18 months, and I can sum it up in one word: arduous.
Ramachi testified on Capitol Hill, made phone calls to the State Department, and got help from the International Rescue Committee, a nonprofit that helps resettle refugees in the U.S. She says ultimately Noor was given what's known as Priority 1 status, but even so, it took 4 months to go through the final security clearance process.
It was absurd. It truly was. And for the millions of Iraqi refugees that are over there that do not have an advocate in America, who haven't worked with either a military person or a media person, who have nobody to fight the fight for them, I have no idea how they're ever going to get here.
There were about 63 other Iraqis on the flight that brought Noor Al-Khal to New York, mainly U.S. military interpreters and their families. Khal says now that she's here, she hopes to raise awareness about the plight of Iraqi refugees.
Helping more Iraqis to get to the state or to anywhere in Europe, countries, just to give them the same chance I've been given to lead a normal life.
In June, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, sent a cable back to Washington urging the U.S. to offer immigrant visas to all Iraqi employees who work for the U.S. government. He wrote that Iraqi staff members are the targets for violence, and unless they know there's some hope of a visa, they may continue to flee. State Department spokesman John McCormick says the U.S. is working with Congress to address this. He also said the U.S. has brought in 133 Iraqi refugees this year, and the State Department hopes to get 2,000 more through the refugee procedures by the end of September.
I give you all these figures to show that the United States government has mobilized on behalf of those individuals who have served well and faithfully the United States government in Iraq.
But Senator Chuck Hagel, a Nebraska Republican, says there's a disconnect between the administration's rhetoric and the reality. He raised the issue at a confirmation hearing for Undersecretary of State for Management Henrietta Fore, who's being promoted to run America's aid agency.
Now, if this administration is putting this kind of urgency on this issue, and we are saying all the things from the president on down, that we owe this to these good, faithful Iraqis, it seems we're not matching our words with our actions.
Various bills are working their way through Congress on the Iraqi refugee issue. Jana Mason of the International Rescue Committee says lawmakers and the administration need to think about the big picture, not just aiding Iraqis targeted for their association with Americans, but also helping those with little hope to come here.
They need various forms of assistance in Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Turkey, Egypt, wherever they are.
The U.S. has generally been a leader in resettling refugees around the world, Mason says. But in the case of Iraq, the U.S. is taking in a tiny fraction. And even processing the Iraqis who do come is taking too long, she says, because there are not enough U.S. immigration officials in the field to do the security background checks in a timely way. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.